This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot of breaking news, and we'll make sure we keep you up to date. Two have been shot dead at a Michigan University shooting in Central Michigan University in a dormitory. Police are still hunting for the gunman as of now. The two people shot, we believe, were the gunman's parents, not other students. However, because he's still at large, everybody is still on lockdown from what we understand, and it has not been lifted. The university is about 125 miles northwest of Detroit, and the two victims were fatally shot at the dorm residence. This dorm is I forgot what they call it. You know, you have girls only, boys only, or you have co-ed. The dorm is a co-ed which houses male and female students, and the suspect has been identified as 19-year-old James Eric Davis. The university said no others were injured by the gunfire. He's a black male, about 5'9", weighing 135 pounds, still at large, was wearing mustard-colored pants and a blue hoodie, but they believe that he took the hoodie off as he started to undress near railroad tracks near the campus. Campus has about 23,000 students still on lockdown. And apparently parents were there to pick up kids for spring break. So it's a gun-free zone. And campus police are investigating the incident, along with state and local police, patrol cars, helicopters, searching for the gunmen around an area of apartments just north of the campus. And special agents have also been sent to assist, according to the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. So the incident obviously comes 2 weeks after the Florida high school shooting. But this incident came a day after this boy was apparently sent to the hospital for a possibly drug-related reaction, either by a bad mixture of drugs or a possible overdose. He was released from the hospital last night. Unfortunately, this morning, shot his parents. So we'll keep you posted as we get the latest. We're also keeping you posted on this very, very horrible storm. A huge winter storm named Riley is undergoing, according to weather.com, bombogenesis into a strong nor'easter with damaging winds, coastal flooding, and heavy wet snow in the east. They say low pressure. They say it's already clobbering the northeast, damaging winds, heavy wet snow, destructive coastal flooding, and it is becoming an intense nor'easter. They say low pressure just off the Jersey Shore is currently undergoing explosive development known as bombogenesis. That's defined by a rapid drop in atmospheric pressure of at least 24 millibars in a period of 24 hours or less. They said thanks to a recent split in the polar vortex and a subsequent westward shifting, blocking high-pressure system near Greenland, this weather pattern was conducive for a nor'easter to move a little slower than it usually does. But it is going to produce high winds over a sizable swath of the east. According to weather.com, coastal flooding may reach moderate to major severity over multiple high tide cycles over the weekend. Cold air is limited but sufficient enough to make wet, heavy snow. Water has already inundated parts of the Massachusetts coastline during the first high tide cycle late Friday, and then Boston Harbor has seen flooding. It's pretty significant. They say the storm tide of Boston Harbor peaked at its third highest level on record, only topped by Winter Storm Grayson in January, and then there was a blizzard of 1978 that was pretty, pretty bad. All right, so we're being told that flights have been canceled, multiple flights. A lot of power has already been lost. Apparently there's been over 2,000 airline cancellations as of this morning. An American Airlines spokesman said the company has canceled about 18% of their flights in the Northeast, with Boston's Logan Airport and Reagan Washington National Airport the strongest hit. Delta, Southwest, JetBlue, American Airlines were allowing travelers to change their Friday and Saturday flights to avoid cancellation. So we'll keep you guys posted. It's not good. I guess in Virginia, we already have 141,000 customers without power. And, you know, I live in Nevada, and I think today it's 50 degrees. Okay, so it's cold for us, but we're not dealing with the wind and the snow and, you know, the sleet and the flooding without power. I couldn't even imagine. The Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel closed to all traffic Friday morning, so people are sitting in traffic, roads blocked by downed trees, people who are trying to get to work. I don't know how these cities do it. I would just shut down and tell everybody to not come to work. I don't know. Hard to do when you're in the medical field, though. Apparently, fire EMS crews were dispatched. It was a tree that fell into a two-story house, and kids were trapped inside. Across upstate New York, 100,000 customers have no power, and it's cold. Dangerous. So we could be worried about hypothermia, worry about carbon monoxide poisoning as people try to use their little in-house generators and heaters. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We've got some good news. The worst of the flu season, they say, is over, as we are finally moving out of the peak. U.S. health officials said today that the flu season apparently peaked in early February and has been falling since then. Deaths from pneumonia, which is the number one cause of death with the flu, going down too. The CDC said 32 states reported heavy patient flu traffic last week, down from 43 a month ago. Now, the flu season did start early, so its intensity level was among the highest seen in a decade, and the flu vaccine didn't work very well this season. Health officials are still trying to figure out why. So it's because it's the H3N2. It's a virus that is very, very tricky. Our vaccine manufacturing process is just slow enough to allow the virus to mutate, and we're making a vaccine for a pre-mutated virus that may not then adequately protect us from the virus that mutates and starts to circulate by October, November, December, January, February, etc. So flu season could go anywhere from October, early November to May, June. Usually it peaks January and February. And that's kind of what we saw here. And it was a very deadly one. So we're still having flu, still flu going around, but not as intense as it was a month ago. 1-877-DOC-DALY. We'll be right back. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So last week I got a message on Facebook. I'm just going to give the initials. His name is RT. He writes the following. Okay. Doc, a while back you were talking about never dating someone at work. I'm dealing with the issue right now. He says, I'm having trouble with my wife of 10 years. We aren't in love anymore. Just live like roommates. And there is a lady at work who I am enamored with, he writes. We get so excited when we see each other, and we really are in love. I feel she is who I was meant to be. with, he probably forgot to use with, this, and will start the divorce process with my wife. Uh-oh. Who doesn't know? And I'm not sure how to initiate it. Do I rip the Band-Aid off and gradually get her used to the fact that I'm leaving? Okay, this is so rough. Oh, this is, okay, so we need a little bit of a reality check here, okay? Okay, so, I've seen this happen where people will leave their wives or their husbands because they think they met somebody that they were supposed to be with, and it turns out no, and they threw away the relationship of a lifetime. So there's a lot going on here, okay? So first, he says that he and his wife aren't in love anymore. All right, a lot of couples are living together who aren't in love. That's tough, okay? You know, when we were younger, generations before us, you commit to somebody, you say till death do you part, and you stick with them. You might sleep in a separate bedroom, you might not have any, you know, relations, but you stuck with them, and you were unified. Now, unfortunately, people would cheat, and once we started to become more recent in the last few decades, there was more of a, I guess, tendency to end the marriage. I'm not happy. They're not happy. Why not be with people we're happy with? No sense living in a separate bedroom. No sense not having sex for years. All right, let's just, you know, we had our kids. It was one chapter. Now let's start the new chapter. So divorce rates started to go up as people realized, you know what, I don't have to be with him or her till death do us part. Some of us think that was a good thing. Some of us think it was a bad thing. Kids had to adjust, and the average kid comes from a family of I don't want to say broken home. That's what we used to say. Now it's not considered broken. It's considered normal. Then, in the most recent decade and a half, people said, why even get married then? What's the point of getting married? I could have a child with one person. I could have a child with another person. And we'll make it work. And people have been making it work. Again, we're not seeing the family unity, the family nucleus, the patriarch, the matriarch of a family. We're not seeing that. To the degree, some people don't care. They're like, you know what? But it works. People are happy. Is domestic violence going down? Is cheating going down? I don't know. I'm thinking it's the same. But it's, you know, that's the way society has progressed. So when two people say, look, okay, we're not in love with each other, so, you know, we should call it quits. Well, what is your definition of love? Okay, at the 10-year mark in most marriages, and some marriages is different, but at the 10-year mark, okay, you're not going to be all goopy wanting to lick the sweat under their underarm. I mean, you're not going to be into them to that degree. They're going to fart, and you're going to want to crack open a window. That's normal, okay? Maybe when you were dating, you know, every little thing was adorable and you were all goo-goo gaga, but that, you know, fades away. It does. So now he has somebody at work who they're all goo-goo gaga and goopy for each other. What nobody really talks about is how the goopiness and this being in love, that feeling, that falling in love and being in love, it's always transient. Transient. Now, you can be in love with somebody. I love my husband. I love my husband, and I, you know, couldn't imagine being with anybody else. Does he drive me crazy? I mean, are we all goopy over each other? Does he love my singing? No. Some days he's like, gosh, please shut up. You know? Do I like his jokes? Do I laugh at every one of his jokes? No. We get on each other's nerves. That's normal. Does it mean we fell out of love? Who knows? But you live with somebody. I've been with him for 21 years. I'm not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. I'm happy. We're still having sex. Is it the ideal marriage? I don't know. I think it's a good marriage. I don't know. Okay? I mean, who are we comparing it to? Are we comparing it to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? We have a damn good marriage. You know? So what everybody needs to realize is when you do meet somebody and you have the heart flutter and your respiratory rate goes up and you get all nervous when you're around them and you think about them a lot, it's a good feeling. You know? I remember when I was that way about Corey. I'm not that way now. Do I sit there and think about him? Is he in my dreams? No, Michael Fassbender's in my dreams. I mean, I'm honest with that. I mean, it happens. So then what you need to do whenever you're contemplating dumping your wife or your husband is what you need to do is look at this person that you believe you're in love with and imagine what happens when you're not in that lovey-dovey stage. Because the lovey-dovey stage will end. Now, I know some of you are like, no, I look at my wife and I still get excited, or I look at my husband and I still get excited. Okay, that's good, but again, it's not going to be like it was when you guys first met or first dated. You know? It's not going to be like that. The average couple will start to get comfortable like a old slipper. And your body sizes will change. And you'll look different. And so you need to mentally do these exercises where imagine her in a wheelchair. Imagine her having cancer. It's a horrible thing to do. Imagine her coming home saying she's in love with someone else. You need to come up with different scenarios on what your future could be like. And if you still plan, no matter what, to be with that person and to love that person, then maybe you got something there. But if you're like, well, no. Oh, I hope that never happens. Well, of course we hope nothing bad ever happens. But if you think, well, wait a second, no, I really love where we are right now. Loving the present does not mean that the future is going to look like that. Now, I really want to dissect more not being in love with your current spouse of 10 years. I would strongly suggest to get a marriage counselor, or for you at least to get a counselor, okay, to have a one-on-one session before you start going down the path. And we'll talk about whether you rip the bandage off or not. Because why are you in love with this other woman? What is it about her? Is it because she's the cutest one at work and you want her? And once you get her, you know, you want to show her off? Is it because she's an accessory? Is it because you really have a lot in common? Is it because you and your wife disagree politically, religiously, on everything, and this other woman you could talk to about anything? You know, or is it that she's noticing you? And her noticing you makes you feel so good that your judgment is clouded that you're thinking it's love. And you can't just run for the next person that flirts with you. Somebody flirting with you, that's a big difference than, you know, being somebody that's going to clean your poop if you later become fecal incontinent. Do you see her doing that? So these are the things you gotta think about. So your wife has no idea that you are maybe mentally cheating. Okay, I don't know if you're physically cheating, but mentally cheating on her. And you want to leave her. I would not rip the bandage off. I would not do anything like that too quickly and impulsively. I would first seek counseling yourself, then introduce your wife. And I know you don't want to tell her it's because of another woman. You want to just say, I'm not in love with you anymore. But that has to be dissected. She's not going to throw 10 years of marriage away like that. She's not going to say, okay, we'll get a divorce. She's going to want answers. So you need to be prepared to tell her those answers. And you also don't want to destroy her. Most people that cheat will make the spouse they're cheating on feel guilty like it's their fault. And that's sick. You know, well, it's because you gained weight or you don't sleep with me enough. Nah. If you wanted to cheat, the 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. We'll be right back.
Hi. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Howdy folks, Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dial. So, people with stage 3 colon cancer who regularly eat nuts are at significantly lower risk of cancer recurrence and mortality than those who don't, according to a new study. The study followed 826 participants in a clinical trial for a median of 6.5 years after they received treatment with surgery and chemo. Those who regularly ate at least 2 1-ounce servings of nuts each week demonstrated a 42% improvement in disease-free survival and a 57% improvement in overall survival. They said further analysis of this cohort revealed that the disease-free survival increased by 46% if you ate nuts. We're talking almonds, tree nuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, cashews, pecans, among others. Peanuts, they are in the legume family, not the tree nuts. So they were looking at tree nuts, I guess. And they say these findings are in keeping with several other observational studies that indicate that a slew of healthy behaviors, including increased physical activity, keeping a healthy weight, and lower intake of sugar and sweetened beverages, improve colon cancer outcomes. Now, colon cancer is pretty scary stuff. And stage 3, having already spread to lymph nodes and to outer layers of the colon, can have a lower prognosis than obviously stage 1 and 2. Stage 4, metastasizing to other body parts, would put you into stage 4. And I'm being very, very, simplistic with my discussion of it for now. But we underestimate the importance of nuts. Nuts have a lot of health benefits. They help reduce insulin resistance. Remember, insulin resistance, as we talked about with diabetes in the last hour, it's a condition in which the body has difficulty processing the insulin hormone. And insulin resistance leads to more sugar circulating in the blood and not getting into the cells. It's often a predecessor to type 2 diabetes. And they say earlier research among patients with colon cancer revealed that people had worse outcomes when they had lifestyle factors, such as obesity, lack of exercise, and a diet with high levels of carbs. So that heightened insulin resistance and quickly raised levels of blood sugar. So basically, nuts should be something we're including in our daily diet anyway. Whether it helps prevent a colon cancer patient from having recurrence, whether it helps prevent diabetes, you know, and they say don't worry about the fat content. It fills you up. It satisfies hunger. You end up taking in less carbohydrates, you know. And so, maybe they could seem high caloric, but they're a healthier option, and your body may handle those calories a lot better than chocolate or soda. You know, I told you that, it's like night and day. If you eat a 200-calorie salad or if you drink a 200-calorie soda pop, you're going to lose weight eating the 200-calorie salad, but you're not going to lose weight with the 200-calorie soda pop. It's because calories in do not necessarily equal calories out. And so we need to look at the way our weight fluctuates based on our the types of foods that we eat. You can eat something, your metabolism will be like, whoa, 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 this isn't real food. That's what I think happens with soda pop. You drink a soda, your body's like, well, wait a second, it was sugary, but I don't see any food coming down the pike. So the brain's like, wait a second here, I don't see any nutritional value. Everybody slow down. Okay, don't over jump on this soda pop. Everybody just slow down because I don't know if we're going to get real food. We thought we were going to get real food and all we got was soda pop. So I think that causes the body to slow down. There's some mechanism where the body slows down. Some people think it could be the gut bacteria that don't like the soda pop. Maybe the gut bacteria change. Maybe they give off certain hormones themselves that tell the brain, you know what, slow down. I don't know. We don't know. But you eat a salad, you seem to lose weight a lot easier. So you got to go for salad. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DALI. There's a medical examiner who's been accused of exchanging opioids for sexual favors. A former medical examiner for several metro Atlanta counties was at the center of an opioid ring writing prescriptions for powerful pain pills in exchange for sexual favors and nude photos. Dr. Joseph Burton faces charges of conspiring to distribute and dispense controlled substances and illegal drug distribution, according to U.S. Attorney B.J. Pack, said at a news conference. As a consulting pathologist, Burton had worked to determine the medical causes of disease and death. Over the years, he issued findings and gave testimony in many criminal cases. Then he chose to sell, according to U.S. Attorney Pack, Dr. Burton chose to sell his medical license, credibility, and position of prominence as a premier subject matter expert for complex cases for sex. Now, 7 other people also face federal conspiracy charges, and PAC said nearly 4 dozen people have been arrested in connection with the opioid ring. He was previously indicted in October on illegal drug distribution charges, but a new indictment announced Thursday adds the conspiracy charges and several co-defendants. Defense attorney Buddy Parker said Burton plans to plead not guilty to the charges, and he didn't really have a practice where you would prescribe opioids or painkillers. But over a period of 2 years, beginning in July 2015, he issued more than 1,100 prescriptions for more than 108,000 doses of opioids like oxycodone, hydrocodone, and methadone. This is ridiculous. This is what makes his doctors look bad. The prescriptions were filled in more than 300 pharmacies, and the pills were sold to people who had no legitimate medical need for them. So investigators began examining his prescription records after receiving a tip from a confidential source. That's very open. I'm really surprised that doctors who don't practice could write these medications and nobody know, you know? So, Pax said this prosecution is part of the new effort called Operation Scope. You're going to be hearing this a lot. Strategically combating opioids through prosecution and enforcement. And it focuses in part on people who illegally prescribe and distribute opioids. That's important, he said, because the National Institute of Drug Abuse has said 80% of heroin users reportedly using prescription opioids before using heroin. Now, this is a statistic we have been waiting for a while now. The National Institute of Drug Abuse has said 80% of heroin users reported using prescription opioids before using heroin. And this is why legislators are going after doctors and medical providers and trying to limit prescriptions. And this is what's going to screw over the average patient. Because somebody got addicted to a prescription and then took more and took more, then went to heroin, you're going to lose access of getting your pain medicines. And we still aren't, these statistics still aren't being dissected to the point where, well, wait a second, were they using prescription opioids for funsies or did they get addicted? I would really like to know the percentage of people who started taking a Lortab or Vicodin for a car accident that they had or a surgery. And it wasn't enough. They ended up developing a complex regional pain syndrome or a chronic pain disorder and had to keep going higher. I don't know what percentage that is. Many of my patients who I prescribed narcotics to, I don't think any of them became addicted. Did I have people who were addicted that came to me mid-treatment? Yeah, they were new patients to me and they were already, you know, reliant on them. But I don't know of anybody who I followed in my practice for 16 years who started off with an occasional Lortab that became addicted to the point where they use heroin. So this case where you have a member of the medical profession, you know, allegedly being corrupt and taking advantage of individuals and selling narcotics, that's bad. And that's evil. And so he should lose his license. It's ridiculous. You know, when people do stupid, it just makes all of us look stupid. All right, when we come back, gender-affirming surgeries or transgender surgeries are on the rise, 4 times greater over the last 14 years. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we are being told that 1.3 million Americans identify as transgender. And more Americans are getting their transgender surgeries. And insurance companies are covering the operation. Apparently, in 2014, Medicare lifted its ban on covering the operations. contributing to the surge, according to researchers from Johns Hopkins. These operations increased fourfold between the year 2000 and 2014 for patients with government-subsidized health insurance. According to the most recent estimates, more than 1.3 million Americans identify as transgender, and this report comes from the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, where more and more of the population is seeking surgery to align their anatomies with their identities as they gain insurance coverage for their operations. Now, until 2004, Medicare did not cover gender transition-related surgeries. And so that change allowed a floodgate of people who couldn't change themselves to where, how they identified and do so affordably. Transgender surgery can cost thousands and thousands of dollars, depending on hormone infusions, organ augmentation, organ reduction, laser hair removal, Adam's apple removal, a variety of different things need to be done. Lips, face, contours, hairlines, a whole variety of different things can be included in transgender transition-related surgeries. Now, Medicare doesn't cover all of them, but the basic ones. So in the new study published in JAMA Surgery this week, the authors suggest that the introduction of the Obama-era Affordable Care Act that year might have contributed to broader coverage and a dramatic increase in the surgeries. So there's been a lot of discussion on the health effects. They say the health effects are mixed, according to research. Some studies have linked gender reassignment surgery to greater job satisfaction and overall better mental health, but others have suggested that the operations have little effect on psychological well-being. And in 2017, many medical associations, such as the American Medical Association, have come out in support of expanded care for transgender people and the medical necessity of gender-affirming surgeries. Some private insurance providers have denied coverage for the operations, and that has been, I guess, you know, a legal debate. And so Johns Hopkins only studied data from surgeries with Medicare and Medicaid. And there were 4,100 gender-affirming surgeries between 2000 and 2014. About half of these between 2000 and 2011 were not covered by insurance. But by 2014, only 39% were not covered by insurance. So what does that mean for you and I? Well, they're expensive. And these gender-affirming surgeries, even though as we've progressed and are not as outdated and discriminatory as we were in the past with people who are LGBTQ, LGBTQ, there's a concern when it comes to body dysmorphic disorder, people with psychological stress about their body image. And we are not including those who don't like their breasts, don't like their penis size, don't like, and are traumatized by it. You have people that cannot stand their nose, their chin, their head shape, and insurance will not cover that. And so, you know, because some people say, why would there even be a debate? This should be a no-brainer. You know, we should cover transgender surgery. Absolutely. But the reason why we're covering it is because we want to improve the psychological health of our, you know, of our citizens. And again, I hope this is not, you know, this money is not being spent on illegals, you know, citizens or illegal immigrants. I'm hoping this is, you know, for the LGBTQ community, these are people that are obviously citizens. But there's an argument then that those who are large-breasted, don't like the shape of their breasts, feel traumatized by that, they should be able to get surgery to fix that. Right? They should, you know, people should be able to get surgery to change their buttocks, should for weight loss surgery. Somebody who's obese that was not by choice. They were born into an obese family. They have horrible genes and they are obese. They should be able to get their gastric bypass surgery or their sleeve gastrectomy surgery. And so we need to be prepared for the need to put tax dollars into these surgeries. Now, as a medical doctor, even though I'm for us allowing, you know, transgender patients to get the surgeries that they need, I do have to look at it from a monetary standpoint and look at what other countries are doing from a socialized medicine standpoint. These surgeries, these are very, very expensive. And when we have to triage, when we start getting to the point with our, when we start getting to the point of how to allocate funds and triaging funds, okay, and how we're going to spend, you know, the limited amount of money, medical dollars, and we have to decide, is it going to be on autism occupational therapy? Is it going to be to research childhood diabetes? Is it going to be to, prevent Alzheimer's? Is it going to be on CTE? Well, there's going to be a lot of debates, and this will get ugly. Because some people will say transgender surgery is not life-saving. This is why insurance companies got away from for covering plastic surgery. And women had to say, but look, my large breasts are hurting my back. I need a breast reduction. My back hurts. My neck hurts. I'm afraid I'm going to get breast cancer. No, no, no. You need a medical necessity. So the medical necessity that we're using for transgender surgeries is it's going to improve their mental health. Well, it's going to be any day now where other groups of people are going to say, well, look, I need these, body changing surgeries as well, these plastic surgeries or these hormonal therapies as well. You know, many people's testosterone replacement is not covered by insurance. And so, once this becomes realized that there are other groups being discriminated against that we need to include in our funding, we're going to have some issues when it comes to, you know, where we're allocating the dollars, our Medicaid and Medicare dollars. Now, do we have data on how many people that have had transgender surgery who wanted it reversed? We don't. It's not something that's going to be highly publicized, right? People don't want to scare individuals, and so they don't want to put that narrative out there. But we're being told that there are many people out there that don't seem right, they don't feel right, having had their penis removed or having had other hormones infused into them. And we really need to have that discussion. Somebody who wants to have transgender surgery needs to be fully aware. Now, a big concern many people have is they're being counseled by the people doing the surgery. So the people doing the surgery want to make the sale. Not entirely, because the people doing the surgery have to give informed consent, so they have to weigh the pros and the cons. They have to. But we don't have good data or good data resources for people to go, look, you know, did you regret it? And also some people who go through that, you know, may not want to admit, you know, they may say, no, it's, you know, it's an adjustment. It's, you know, we can't anticipate how our bodies are going to react when we lose a limb or when we lose a body part that we were born with. And somebody who identifies as male or female may want breasts, may want a penis, that's fine. But their body may not be ready for that. Their body and their mind may not be in sync. And so this has to be a gradual process, and we have to have more education. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.